Facebook Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. We're launching into the second hour of the program, 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number brought to you by SACL, C-A-I. And tonight it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Our website is completely free. You can enjoy all of those features there and feel good because, well, you don't have to pay for anything. That's the way a good talk show website should be. Most of those other talk show hosts apparently don't get it because they want to charge you money for their websites. Except for Nick. He is one of the guys that doesn't. Free Minds TV, Free Minds Radio. You're the host of both of those shows. FreeMindsMedia.com is your website, and the content there is also free. But like Free Talk Live, you do have a voluntary contribution program that does open up a few new options to your listeners.
A little bit of extra content, but most of it you can get right up there on the public side of the website, completely free.
How's the blog been going? I know you and Toby have been blogging as of late. Have you been keeping that up?
We have. I posted an article yesterday, and Toby has reposted a letter that Dave Ridley had written from his stint in jail.
Excellent. You beat me to it. I was going to do that over at Free Keen.
Yeah, we scooped you on it, so we did actually get a little spike in traffic today, but I'm sure you can post over at Free Keen.
Oh, I will.
People will flock there as well.
In fact, I'm in the midst of, during the news break, I was in the midst of posting something over at Free Keen because it looks like the Keen Sentinel, the newspaper here in the area, has written an article in the editorial department or the editorial pages about my stamped $1 bills. Well, actually, stamped everything denomination bills. Whatever gets, whatever money comes into my hands, I always stamp it with Free Talk Live. It says Pro Liberty Talk Radio, freetalklive.com. And then the Free Keen stamp says Keen's number one blog for news, opinion, and activism, freekeen.com. I stamp one side with the Free Talk Live stamp. I stamp the other side with the Free Keen stamp. And I have to say, I never expected to get any more acknowledgement beyond just the occasional person saying, oh, hey, I got one of your bills at the store, which has happened. But now I've got an entire newspaper editorial about the stamps, and I'm just amazed by this.
Well,
so,
as you pointed out, Ian, it might have something to do with the fact that you paid your property tax bill in $1 bills that were stamped with,
yes,
both those stamps. So that's quite a few bills to put into circulation in a small
all at one
town
time.
All at once.
Yeah, so it was when I went down to pay $2,700 in property taxes, I think probably I know at least 1,500 of them were stamped, maybe closer to 2,000. I didn't take a real close inventory. I just went through as many as I could and just, it was just so repetitive. It was awful stamping that many bills. But I did it, and that was one of the main reasons why I paid with $1 bills, was so I could use that as an extra excuse, so essentially an added bonus. It was the idea of doing paying the property taxes in ones was to be a visual kind of protest against property taxes and the violence of the state. And I think we succeeded in that, and you can see Sam's video that he took of it at obscuredtruth.com to see exactly what $3,000 in ones looks like when it's all stacked up. It's pretty pretty impressive looking. So there was that kind of benefit, but at the same time, also, I could have stamped those bills, which I did, and get additional promotion for Free Talk Live and for Free Keen. I certainly didn't expect a free newspaper editorial about it, so thanks to the Sentinel for doing that. I'll post the article over at Free Keen here, freekeen.com, very shortly. But that is the reason why a lot of people have been saying to me, well, why didn't you pay in pennies? Well, besides the practical aspect of the fact that it would be like 1,000+ pounds of pennies for me to move around if I were to be doing something like that, besides that, I can't stamp pennies. You know, there's no added benefit to paying in pennies. Then it's just a pain. I mean, it was a pain enough to deal with having to get $3,000 in ones, and I had to spend some time at the bank in order to go and do that, and it was an extra pain to stamp all of those ones. It would have been enough of a pain to haul around pennies, and there would have been no real benefit. Plus, they probably would have turned that away.
How many ones would they give you at one time at the bank?
Well, I was able to get the ones in one visit, but what I should have done is given them notice and then gone to pick them up at a later date. That way, because I felt like I was a burden on them, and I was very apologetic the entire time. They weren't very busy, though, thankfully, at that time of day when I went to do it. But it didn't take very long, and they had that kind of money in stock. They have a lot of ones in stock, but if you want to get twos, you have to special order twos. But pretty much anything else, if you want a lot of them, sometimes they've got it, sometimes they don't. So, just kind of some interesting news here. Let's go to your phone calls about whatever you want. So, stamping money, effective form of advertising, might get you a free newspaper article. Let's go to Shooter in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Shooter.
Hey, guys. Hope you're all doing good today. Let me recap as fast as I can.
Okay, recap.
About 6 months ago, I got a parking in the red zone ticket. I parked in a completely free spot, and then the next day I woke up, I came out to my car, and they painted a red curb past my car. And
that's right.
$80.
I remember that story. That's the one. That's pretty outrageous. So what happened?
So anyway, I'm scot-free. I mean, I made it out of there. I went to a hearing a month or two ago, and of course, even after you go to the hearing, they don't tell you if you're guilty or innocent on the spot. You have to wait for mail correspondence to find out if you are guilty. I just got the letter the other day saying I'm scot-free. And I wanted to get your guys' advice because, you know, I want to send them an invoice for my time and materials. I mean, does that sound like a fun idea? Or
if you've got the time to do that, then it sounds like fun. I don't think you're going to get anything out of it, but never hurts to try.
I don't think I'm going to get anything out of it either, but I'd like to do it just to kind of tally up, you know, what personal time and expenses they took for me. And, hey, you know, I'm curious what their correspondence to that would be as well.
They'd probably just ignore you.
They probably won't say go pound salt in your butt, but that's what they mean.
I think it's I think it's something that's worthy of doing just to see what happens, if anything. I wouldn't expect anything to occur, but who knows? Maybe you will get a letter back.
Can you guys, or maybe Mark would be good at this, could you give me a quick, like, paragraph off the top of your head on what I might write to them? Because, you know, I videotaped, I have labor put into this, couple DVDs, quite a bit of postage, a ton of correspondence happened. I have parking I had to pay for to go down there, plus I had hours on my witness and gas. So can you give me a quick paragraph on what you might write, Mark, or anyone who wants to take the mic?
I think I'd use, what I'd make sure I had in there was an invoice that looked sort of official looking.
Yeah.
Invoices have lines and boxes and stuff.
You can,
if you've got date and, you know, that kind of thing.
Most office programs have a pre-made template. You can just open that up and fill in the stuff.
And then you can, you know, itemize line by line the things that you, you know, are charging them for. And, you know, when, if I were to include a number, obviously you're going to, I would, make sure that the number adds up to something more, official looking. And an official not looking number would be, instead of $500, it would be $551.37.
What about $499.95?
Or something. No, you're not giving them a deal.
No?
You're billing them for their time. You know, you're billing for your time and
your
material.
Looks more exact. It looks like you actually took the time to really measure out what kind of what kind of value they took from you. And
of course.
Put a due date on it as well, because any real invoice should have some kind of balance due date. Or you could just put upon receipt, but something to tell them when they need to pay you.
And you can, you within 30 days, and then you can start making collections calls.
Yeah, and you can apply a late fee to it as well, right? Because if they don't pay within 30 days, or so, they charge 12% here on property taxes, so you might as well charge 12, 15%, something like that.
Yeah, I want to put in red letters that if payment's not due in 28 days, the fine goes up because, you know, when they invoice you, that's like the first thing you see. It's almost as big as your address on the front of the envelope, you know, that warning, so.
Cool. Well, let us know what happens. Anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, remember not to sell yourself short because you know they're not selling themselves short. Their bureaucrats are being paid quite well.
Right. I wanted to ask you guys real quick, or maybe a caller could call in. Has anyone tried to take, for example, for me, it's the city of Los Angeles. Has anyone tried to take their town to small claims court over something very minute like this? And what might their experience have been doing it?
I have not. What is a small claim? I mean, what's the maximum dollar limitation on that? Isn't it just a few $100 or is it a few thousand?
No, in many states it's like $10,000.
Really? Do you know, Shooter?
No, I just know it cost me about $60 just to get the small claim, you know, get them to accept my case. That's all I know so far.
So, wait, you already have gone into the small claims court and you're moving ahead with that?
No, these are just buddy recommendations. I'm not sure if I want to commit. I'm just thinking about these things to do in my spare time here.
I'll just, I mean, the only word of caution I would throw out is that if you do actually take the city to small claims court, even if it's on a lark and you're not really serious about getting the money out of them, you can make yourself a target. I'm not saying don't do it.
For retaliation.
I mean, you might get a lot more parking tickets if you sue the city. They might put something in your police file. But just
maybe, or maybe L.A. is just too big for that.
Yeah,
7,500 is the limit for small claims in California.
Very good. Good luck, Shooter, and let us know what happens. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from pepperspray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to pepperspray.com. That's pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Economy have you down?
Scared you might lose your job?
Worry how you will provide for your family?
Do you worry where your money will come from?
You know that the economy is getting worse, but there is hope.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, tells you what to do and how to do it. Even a 10-year-old can figure it out after reading this 72-page book. And the best part? This book is priced under $10. Don't be the victim. Be a victor. Go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Magic Phone Guard, for only $29.95, you can fire your phone company, fire your lawyer, fire your government, fire all phone tappers, fire your nosy family extension eavesdroppers, fire your parents listening, fire your boss listening, fire your girlfriend listening, fire your wife listening, fire your boyfriend listening, fire your husband listening. Magic Phone Guard does it all. Order now for complete phone privacy. If the light is green, your phone line is clean. Magic Phone Guard's state-of-the-art circuitry monitors your phone lines 24 hours a day, keeping them private.
The CIA bought PhoneGuard, and so should you.
Order now at www.magicphoneguard.com. That's www.magicphoneguard.com. Or call 1-800-234-5326. That's 1-800-234-5326. And order now for your phone security.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, you can just click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the website, going back an entire year completely free. That's freetalklive.com.
Audible.com offers over 60,000 downloadable audiobooks, magazines, and radio shows for your iPod or MP3 player. Try them out by downloading a free audiobook at audiblepodcast.com/FTL. It's the only way you're going to get the free one is audiblepodcast.com/FTL. And they've got all kinds of books over there, all the new releases, or a great deal of new releases and classics, too. Audiblepodcast.com/FTL.
Back to your phone calls about anything. Bill is in Florida, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Bill. Yeah.
Hi there, guys. I was looking at the RidleyReport.com just today, some video about some guy who disputed something with a police officer and was arraigned before a judge on a charge of some misdemeanor. And
yeah, that's our local liberty activist Kurt Hoffman was brought into court because he was running through ran through a stop sign, I guess, or rolled through a stop sign, didn't come to a complete stop, was pulled over. The police officer demanded license and registration, and Kurt, acting like a free man, decided he didn't want to hand over his papers. So
yes,
they arrested him.
But yes, and they booked him or whatever, but they charged him $2,500 bail. I guess he'll have to go to jail if he doesn't pay that. But what I'm really calling about...
Well, just a point of clarification, though, it was $2,500 personal recognizance bail, which means that if he doesn't show up for future court dates, he's let out, basically, on personal recognizance, and if he doesn't show, then they'll demand the $2,500 from him. Go ahead.
Right. Well, what I wanted to say was he was engaging with the judge too much. In other words, he was allowing the judge have jurisdiction over him, because once you engage with the judge, they assume that they have jurisdiction over you. What he should have said was, perhaps, are my constitutional rights applicable in this courtroom, and waited for the judge to answer. And then, whatever the judge said, he would say that I do not voluntarily consent to the authority of this court.
Now, I have to ask you, Bill, I appreciate where you're coming from on this, and I have to ask, have you actually tried this yourself?
Well, I haven't, no, but
okay.
All the judge has to prove anyway, even if you...
No, the judge doesn't have to prove anything. I can tell you that I tried this particular approach, and I didn't use your exact phraseology, I didn't use those exact words.
If you don't say the incantation correctly, you could end up a bullfrog.
I understand that some would say that because I didn't use the exact correct words, that therefore it didn't work, but I did use the general concept of, I don't consent to this. I did make that statement, and I was arrested two words into it. So it just doesn't work that way. You could ask that kind of question, and the judge will just simply say, we're here to look at the facts of this case, and, you know, do you have any questions in relation to this case? The judge is a master of dancing around any sorts of questions that you ask, and I like what you're saying, and I wish it would work, but I've never seen any evidence of it actually working.
Well, if you remain silent and not say anything, he has to prove that you hear him. If you don't, if he can't prove that you hear what he's talking, he can't charge you with anything.
So if you remain... Okay, so let me take you step by step through what happened here. If you were in that courtroom for an arraignment... Well, now, Kurt was in handcuffs because he'd been arrested. Let's say you were just called in there for an arraignment. You come into that courtroom. When they call your name, what do?
Well, you just remain where you are. You don't...
So you don't sit, you don't raise your hand, you don't stand... Or you don't stand up, or you don't raise your hand, you just sit there in the audience?
Yes.
Well, then they're going to say there's a failure to appear issued on your case, and then they're going to charge you with whatever that is, misdemeanor or felony. I don't know what a failure to appear is.
What if you couldn't hear him? He'd have to prove that you could.
Well, actually, Kurt, I was at this particular trial that...
Bill, in Florida.
Excuse me, Bill. My mistake. Bill, I was at this particular trial where my co-host Ian here,
when I was arrested.
Yeah, got himself tossed in jail for contempt. And one of the contempt charges was he kept on telling the judge that he did not understand. The judge would ask him, do you understand? He says, I do not understand. And they gave him a contempt for saying, I do not understand.
I also got a contempt charge.
How many days in jail should he have gone in and spent on this theory that they have to that he has to understand?
Well, he shouldn't have answered the question because he was allowing the judge.
I got a contempt charge for not answering a question. Also,
right. I mean, if you're suggesting that he wouldn't be that he wouldn't get in trouble because he couldn't hear, it would also stand to reason that he wouldn't get in trouble because he could not understand. Correct?
Makes sense to me.
Well, he answered the judge.
But he said he didn't understand.
But I also got a contempt charge of 30 days for not answering the judge. You can hear this, I believe, on the 14-minute recording that I made in the secret star chamber that they dragged me into after they took me out of the main courtroom, where the judge asked me if I could afford to pay the $120 fee, or the fine, rather, for the couch being out in the yard, which my tenants left the couch, their couch in the yard, and that was the reason why I was there in the first place. He asked me if I could afford to pay it, and I did not answer his question. So by not answering, I got another contempt charge. Are you going to suggest that it's because I answered some questions but then didn't answer that one question, that you know I didn't follow the formula exactly the way you're suggesting?
There's no formula exactly, but the judge probably wasn't honorable. I mean, some judges might be more honorable than others. But I mean, it may not work all the time, but it certainly works sometimes.
By what evidence do you have that it works?
Well, there was some lady called Dawn Welsh. She was her case was adjourned until August. She was arraigned before this court. If you type in Dawn Welsh,
how do you spell the last name?
W-E-L-C-H. And okay. Jim Percy. You might find it, but she went in and she just didn't recognize the court. She said, told the judge, "You have no jurisdiction over me." And the judge proceeded to ask her some questions, and she just bowed her head and didn't answer any of them. So the case was adjourned until August the 6th. But
it's not over yet. They just delayed the case?
Well, he couldn't. He asked the people, her supporters there, "Does anybody know here," he said, if Miss Welsh can hear me?" And nobody responded.
I support people trying different things. I do, because the more stuff we can throw up against the wall, the more likely we will find something that sticks and actually works. I just don't know if, I think that any of this stuff is actually going to play out. I'm looking for Dawn Welch here, and I'm not finding anything immediately. So where did you get this information?
Jim Percy, he was advising her, his freedom package.
Oh, he sells a freedom package, and what does that cost?
Well, yeah, but, I didn't buy it around. Well, I mean, I don't know, but it works for some people.
What's this guy's name, Jim who? Jim who?
Jim Percy? P-E-R-C-Y.
P-E-R-C-Y, okay. See, what usually happens is there are people that claim to be experts on this sort of thing, and then they'll sell their little package for however many hundreds of dollars, and then you're out hundreds of dollars, and you've got yourself a contempt of court charge. So you know what I'd like you to do, Bill, is I'd like you to give this, go ahead and put this to a test yourself. Next time you get a traffic ticket or something like that, bring a camera into the courtroom, bring an audio recorder in, and record the scene, and then put that up on YouTube so you can point everybody to it to show how successful you were. I thank you for the call. And I hope that it works out for somebody. I really hope that there is some sort of incantation that will just get a judge to stop being a judge and just throw the case out. I don't know if it does work that way, though, because I've never seen any real hard evidence of it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944, 1-800-984-1944.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi. Summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to upthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Oh, and yeah, we are also accepting video validations now. All of the details are at shrine.freetalklive.com. Are you frustrated with the lack of freedom where you live? Are you tired of the oppressive state intruding into your business and personal life? If you knew thousands of liberty-loving people were all moving to the same place and getting active, would you join them? You can. Just join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. So we just had Bill call in from Florida. He was talking about how over at freekeen.com, or actually he mentioned the Ridley Report, because ridleyreport.com did a story on Keen liberty activist Kurt Hoffman, who was arrested over the weekend. Yeah, it was Sunday morning, actually. He was arrested on his way to church, and he'd rolled through a stop sign, and he refused to hand over his PayPals to the armed man in a costume that had demanded them from him. And as a result, the man in a costume called another costumed man, and they came and put real-life bracelets on Kurt, took him to jail. The activists, of course, were actually already planning on being in jail for Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report's release from jail, so Kurt ended up going into jail an hour before Dave Ridley was released from jail. We all had a nice barbecue out front of the jail, had about 42 activists out there, and it was a good time that was had by all, except for Kurt and Dave. Dave got out, Kurt went in. Then the next morning, we were all out for the Fully Informed Jury Association outreach, which regularly happens, and it has now been going on for a full year here in Keene, New Hampshire. I don't think any other area of the country can claim to be doing Fully Informed Jury outreach every single month of the year, as we have.
That's every jury, too.
Every single jury, yep. So, by the way, learn more about FIJA at FIJA.org, F-I-J-A.org. You'll learn about how juries have the right to say not guilty based on their view of the law itself, not the case.
Likely nobody in the country has as large of a FIJA outreach as Keene, New Hampshire does.
Well, proportionally, it's a small town with a lot of FIJA activists.
Right, but FIJA is the kind of activism that anyone can do. So I would say that there's probably some place in the nation where some guy who goes out with his pamphlets every you know, whatever it takes to reach the jury, and he could have been doing that for years on end. So it's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. I actually read the FIJA newsletter. They have a printed newsletter that they send out to their contributors every month, and maybe it's quarterly, but anyway, it comes out every so often, and it's a nice newsletter. The editor of it, maybe we'll get her on the show one of these days, because she seems like a real firebrand for liberty. Her name is Ilolio Marguerite Jones, I think, and she lives out in Montana, or Wyoming, one of those two. And she's a just really principled lady. You can tell because she does editorials for the FIJA newsletter that are very focused on how FIJA is a decentralized organization and that it completely supports individual sovereignty. And she's really cool from what I can tell. So I'm going to write something up for FIJA outlining what it is that we do here in Keene and hoping that it encourages other people to do something similar where they live. Because if you've got two activists, you can do a Fully Informed Jury Association outreach. If you've got four activists, you can do a kick-butt Fully Informed Jury Association.
You can do it with one.
You could do it with one, but you're risking police arrest if you're doing it with one, because they are going to come harass you probably the first time you do it. And if you're not prepared for that, if you don't have a video camera and you don't have people there to back you up, it's much more likely you're going to get pushed around.
It's also easier to just get bored doing that kind of activism if you're one person standing on the street corner.
Well, it's not a street corner thing. It's a courtroom thing, and it's not boring because when you do it, you're doing it when they're selecting the jurors. So you've got basically it's a half an hour window where the jurors are supposed to arrive. That's how it works here. From 8 a.m. to 8:30, they can come in, and usually we stay another 10 minutes to get the stragglers that are coming late. But it's basically person after person coming up to the front door, you're handing them flyers. So it's a pretty active form of activism.
Yeah, I still think it would be more interesting for most people if they had somebody there.
It helps.
And they could talk about what they're doing with each other.
It makes you look less crazy, too, when there's just when there's more than one of you, because then, well, two people believe in this, so it's not
as nutty. You're not a lone nut.
Exactly.
You might be a little nutty in some people's eyes, but you're not a complete wacko.
So I plan on writing something for FIJA to kind of outline that, because it is an easily duplicatable form of activism. But I think the fact that nobody else in New Hampshire is doing it besides the Keene activists, and we have supposedly, you know, all these activists here, and I know they're doing things, they're busy doing their activism, but I just think it's a little embarrassing that Fully Informed Jury Association outreach isn't happening anywhere else besides little Keene, New Hampshire, in the state where there are hundreds of liberty activists. There's no, in my opinion, there's no excuse that Fully Informed Jury Association activism isn't happening in bigger marketplaces like Manchester, for instance. But that's aside. We were talking with Bill in Florida, who was pointing out that he believes that Kurt could have done better in court had he just followed the directions of Jim Percy, and he misspelled Jim's name. It's P-U-R-C-E-Y. And Jim is more than happy to tell you his secrets as long as you pay him $250. I did find out about his freedom package, as he calls it here on his website. Just hand over $250 of your hard-earned dollars, and he'll tell you all about how if you know, your name's all in capital letters, and I'm just kind of looking at his description of what this is. It's kind of the usual, what do you call these folks? The Patriots, P-A-Y-T-R-I-O-T, the Patriot movement. The people that are trying to capitalize off of other people's desire to be free, people like Jim Percy, who are basically making their living sending people like Bill or Kurt or whoever it is that buys their package into a jail cell when they try to use their product.
To me, it seems like if the person actually cares to claim about liberty, as most of these people will do, if they actually think they have the magic bullet for setting people free from government jurisdiction, why aren't they spending their own money to get it out there in front of as many people as possible? Why
right,
is he paying to just blanket mail his information out to people?
Exactly. And if you've got a tactic that works...
Well, why? What if he doesn't have that kind of money?
You don't have to have money. If you've got something that works, You can put it out there for free, and it'll get popular, and people will send you donations, yeah, like we do with Free Talk Live, like you do with Free Minds TV. We put our product out because we believe in it. We put our product out there for free. People listen to the show. They decide, yeah, like those Free Talk Live guys, I'll join their AMP program and get a few perks. And that's how we've managed to pull in over $4,000 a month.
If the program he has actually works, he couldn't actually keep the information secret. You know, if he wanted to make money off of it, if it actually worked, someone else would just pay for the packet and take the information and give it out for free.
And put it out there. Exactly right. And there are so many examples of this across the Internet. Mr. Percy is not the only purveyor of such such tactics.
Right, but a lot of the people that do purvey these tactics tend to be, they tend to be older. And older people tend to not know much about the interwebs and posting things on it and getting the word out on
not
the Internet.
Not one of them has successfully posted
these. That's nonsense, because
tactics.
There are a lot of older people that are very, very schooled on the Internet. The internet is one of the most popular hobbies now amongst retirees in America. Well, people are taking up internet surfing and website building as opposed to just sitting around watching C-SPAN or gardening. So internet has become very popular with the older segment.
Regardless of how popular it is with the older population, I mean, the fact of the matter is there is no magic bullet to make yourself immune from government overreach. It doesn't exist. I mean, you can't spell your name in all capital letters or all lowercase or whatever the particular formula is that you're being told. They don't care how you spell your name.
And they don't.
To be quite honest, a lot of times they don't care. I mean, a lot of these people are the same people who focus on common law and the Constitution. A lot of times the courts, they'll pay lip service to the Constitution, maybe, but they don't even really follow that. And if you're going to make common law arguments, forget it, because I know judges will sometimes say, this isn't a common law case. It doesn't have to be. I mean, that's not the world. Maybe 200 years ago you could have made that argument, but that's not the world we live in today.
So, this, you know, just another guy who's out there marketing the same, kind of the same old ideas. I'm sure he's got his own spin on them. But I think your point is absolutely right, Nick, that if anybody who's marketing these things had something that worked, the information would get out there, would spread like wildfire, and we'd all be free.
Or they'd sell it cheaper. Maybe $25 instead of $250 would be more appropriate.
One of the reasons why I had Robert Menard on from thinkfree.ca in the past is because he is the one guy that I've ever found that actually does release all of his ideas out there free to the masses. Whether they work or not, I don't know. I mean, he admits that he's gone to jail a few times.
I don't have problems with people selling their information if that's what they want to do. I just don't necessarily believe it.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online, using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose, because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across 3 time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 606 to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, 606. WebEx from Cisco, WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Show. If you take control of the airwaves, you can dial in and do that at 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Nick.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. All right, so you can bring up anything. We're talking about, just briefly here, the purveyors of the secrets. The purveyors of the secrets to defeating the court system. Most of them, they don't actually have anything that they can point to as far as concrete evidence that their ideas will work, but yet they insist that they deserve to have you pay them hundreds of dollars so they can reveal their secrets to you. Then later on you can try them in court and lose and go to a prison cell. That seems to be the way things tend to work. Most of them don't want to give out any of their information up front. And as you were saying, Nick, if they've got really valuable information that could help set people free, if that's what they want to do, is help set people free as opposed to just make a bank load, then they should put that information out there so it can be proven, it can be put to the test over and over again, and people can find out, yeah, this guy is right. This stuff works. Let's get this out there and help him get really wealthy because he's proven himself at this point. And I think that there are two people out there that, and I was very interested in this stuff. Just a year ago.
Yes.
Because
you believe very thoroughly that you could go into court and, you know, rattle off some incantation to, you know, kind of like use it as a bureaucrat repellent.
Because I thought
that ward off the people with guns.
I thought that their system was still accessible to some extent. And when you start digging into all of these theories and ideas, these legal ideas that these people proffer, it sounds like it's legitimate. You know, it sounds like, oh, the United States is a corporation. You can look it up on Dun & Bradstreet. It actually has all the, you know, the proof. There's a lot to kind of back up some of the legal-ish statements that they make that makes it seem like, well, maybe some of these approaches will work.
I think the problem is that a lot of these people are trying to search for, like, an explanation for why the court has power, and it's really because they claim that they do.
Have men with guns who will back them up.
Right, but the courts and the general public, they don't care about whether the United States is a corporation or not. They just accept this is a system that we have, and the judges and the bailiffs and the police, they're not thinking about any of these technicalities. Really.
They don't care about their own court rules.
No,
they don't care. They don't even know what their own court rules are. The court's clerk, who is essentially the top guy in the court, the court clerk admits on the phone to you that he doesn't know what all the rules are. He's got to go and check them out because how could he know what they all are? It's his damn job, but he still doesn't even know what they are. And even if they knew what the rules were, they still wouldn't follow them because they've got the men with the guns who are going to back them up. So
Some of these programs might work individually with individual judges and individual courts.
Maybe.
I'm not going to call the people with these theories liars. I don't believe necessarily that they are. However, I also have seen with my own eyes you stand up and say, I don't consent to this court's jurisdiction or something to that level. And, man, he said, before you said, I don't the handcuffs, he had already ordered the handcuffs put on you.
Yeah, I had gotten away with saying more during the arraignment. I was able to actually speak a sentence or two at that
right.
point before
that
you threatened
point,
to have me arrested.
What you have is a political argument. It should be held in the political arena. This is a court of law, and we're going to be worried about legal issues.
One more word out of you, and you'll be arrested.
Right. Things like that.
And then two words.
No interest in whether or not you consented to the process.
Right.
Any of your questions about the Constitution.
Well, really, you don't
common law.
I mean, and regardless of the jury, I mean, there's really never been a claim made. I don't think that people. If you've been accused of a crime, that you've consented to that jurisdiction. I don't think that's ever been the case in the United States or really anywhere in human existence. I understand that some people are trying to say, well, hey, the system's not voluntary by asking that question, but the system's never been voluntary, and I don't even think that they really claim to be. I mean,
no. They
don't say that the law is optional, though.
No, but in the New Hampshire Constitution, it does say all government of right is by consent of the governed, which, of course, could be interpreted to mean that, well, consent isn't required, then it's just a government of wrong, which is what we have. But all of that aside, it's just... There's just not a lot of evidence that it does work, and I think the best guys out there that have the best ideas that I've seen so far are Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land, because he actually does put his ideas out there up front for people to grab onto, and thinkfree.ca is a Canadian website. Robert Menard has 2-hour-long videos that he puts on the internet for people to see and watch, and at the very least, the ideas that those gentlemen present, whether or not they'll end up working in the legal system, I don't expect them to, but the ideas they present are very freeing ideas, and they're very really radical things that I think a lot of people need to hear.
Yeah, I mean, I think there are certain things you can do questioning, what type of court you're in and what jurisdiction you're in. You can question the court about those things, at least in the U.S. And it sounds like there is a little bit of leeway. I mean,
well, Mark has had some success with that particular approach, and I have no reason to disbelieve
Mark. When you're allowed to, you have a right to know the nature and the cause of the charges against you. So that means that the type of jurisdiction, whether it's maritime or common law or statutory, and then the cause would be the jurisdiction. So is it the state of New Hampshire, the city of Keene? But that's really about it.
When I had gone in and I got arrested, I had kind of cobbled together all of the stuff that I'd read and just kind of picked a few things to do. And I'd had Mark Stevens, one of his scripts that he had with all the questions, and I'd wanted to get to those questions, but I wasn't respectful enough toward the judge to even get to that point. So because I didn't play along even a little bit,
You have to play along.
Right.
I mean, you have to give deference to the judge if you want to try to get him to explain things to you.
Right, and that's a point I never got to, because I immediately just started out with the whole I don't consent thing, and he had had it at that point and threw me in a jail cell. So I'm not saying that nothing could work. I believe Mark Stevens when he says that he's had success and he's told the stories, and eventually we'll have people trying these things. We'll have more people trying some of these techniques. Maybe there is something that will have more success more often than other things will, and if so, we'll certainly talk about it here on Free Talk Live. But, don't call in this show and say, well, you should do this and you should do this if you've never done it yourself. That's what I want to hear from somebody, is if somebody actually has personal experience and has had success and documented it. Because some people have called and claimed to have had success, but no one ever publishes a transcript of the court documents. Nobody ever comes in with a video recording device or an audio recording device to document any of their claimed successes. So there's
very
little evidence.
That's the way you're going to duplicate. If these things are true, and I want them to be true,
yeah.
If these things are true, the way that you're going to duplicate that success through hundreds, maybe even thousands of people doing it again and again and again, and that would be how we would get freedom using these methods, would be thousands of people using these methods to the point that the courts were just, you know, that they were shut down and they had to operate under a common law fashion.
Well, and if a certain number of judges do make rulings based on these theories, they do set precedent, and precedent will, over time, become law. So if you have to know
about the precedent and be able to reference the case.
If you can build a number of cases using these tactics, you can set precedents and you can cite them, then you might be able to affect some kind of change in the legal system. But I really don't think you're going to be able to turn the justice system on its head by making some of the arguments that are out there, like whether you write your name in all capital letters. I don't think it has
nonsense.
Some of it's just gobbledygook. It doesn't even make logical sense why it would matter.
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. We go to your calls. Doug is in Kansas. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Doug. Doug, Kansas, going once. Doug in Kansas, going twice.
Hello.
Hey, there Doug, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, about your friend that went to jail on a traffic infraction.
Yes, sir.
You might want to go to the U.S. Code, Title 18, Chapter 1, or Part 1, Chapter 2, Section 31, and it has a description for a motor vehicle. And a motor vehicle is used for commercial purposes intended for profit.
Now, one of the ways you could do that in court, deal with something like that in court, from what I understand, is the government has to prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. So if they're claiming you were in a motor vehicle, then you could ask them to prove that, right? And then they'd have to prove it based on that definition?
Well, if you look at that definition, the sixth item, it describes a motor vehicle and the keywords and used for commercial purposes. And then you go down to Section 10 and look at the definition used for commercial purposes, and it says intended for profit. Where your buddy got hung up is he probably had tags on it, and he had it registered and titled, and he has had a driver's license and all those things.
So have you been driving around with a car with no tags on it?
Well, yeah.
How's that working out for you?
Well, it has to be 26,000 pounds or more. It has to be designed for passengers 16 or more. Or
what does? 26,000 pounds for a car?
Definition for a commercial motor vehicle.
Okay, I want to bring you back here. We'll talk about this in a moment. It's I don't know where to go. We'll see what he has to say. 800-259-9231. Sounds like another magic incantation, but they do require. There was somebody who said that when they claim it's a public way, you can ask them to prove that it's a public way, and it really throws a wrench into their workings. So there's a lot of stuff to look at here. Hour 3 coming up.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.